Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department are searching for a suspect who robbed an F Street convenience store at gunpoint Tuesday night. Officers were able to obtain surveillance footage from the store's video camera, which showed an African-American male brandishing a firearm at the counter clerk demanding money from the register. The suspect then fled the scene south on F Street with an undisclosed amount of cash. A witness statement provided to police claimed that the suspect could have possibly fled in an SUV that was parked on Randall Street. Anyone with information regarding the robbery is asked to contact authorities. Earlier this afternoon, 51-year-old Henry High was transported to the hospital for treatment of moderate injuries after he crashed his motorcycle south of Hiuchi. High was driving his motorcycle south on Highway 199 when a vehicle ahead slowed down for a horse-drawn carriage. High applied his brakes and the front tire began to slide on the roadway surface. He lost control of his bike and was subsequently ejected, causing moderate injuries. High was then transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. Tuesday morning, 19-year-old Taryn Aubrey was located by search parties after he was reported missing on Monday, and after discovering that Aubrey had a felony warrant out in his name, he was booked into county jail. Aubrey went on a hunting trip with his brother-in-law and agreed to meet his brother-in-law at an area near White's Peak after deciding to hunt separately. Aubrey never showed up to that meeting point and was reported as missing on Monday, prompting the county search and rescue team in a CHP helicopter to search for Aubrey. Tuesday morning, the helicopter located Aubrey, who reported he had fallen down an embankment, sustaining minor injuries. While he was being treated at the hospital for the injuries and dehydration, a records check revealed Aubrey had felony warrants out of Yreka, and he was booked into county jail. On Tuesday morning, 34-year-old robbery suspect James Colin Hamer was taken into custody and booked into county jail. Hamer on Monday robbed the Burger King located in Fortuna, and police at the time released a surveillance photo of Hamer asking for the public's assistance in locating him. Tuesday morning, a caller reported that a man matching the description of Hamer was located near the Lolita Cheese Factory. Fortuna police and Humboldt Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and located Hamer, who was taken into custody and booked into county jail for robbery and probation violation. Caltrans freeway signs can now warn drivers of hit-and-run suspects. Dan Squire has more.
They are already used to alert drivers to road hazards and road conditions, and they are also used in the case of an Amber Alert. And now, Caltrans freeway signs across the state will be used to alert drivers about suspected hit-and-run drivers. On Monday, Governor Brown signed into law Assembly Bill 8 that will allow Caltrans to issue alerts for drivers suspected of serious injury hit-and-run collisions. The freeway signs that normally update drivers on traffic conditions will be used to show the license plate number and description of the wanted vehicle.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata Bay Crossing, a supportive housing complex that opened earlier this month, has already reached its maximum occupancy, and a celebratory ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week at their location on E Street. In attendance was Humboldt County Supervisor Mark Lovelace, and with homelessness becoming an increasing focus of discussion in the county, he explained on this morning's talk shop how Arcata Bay Crossing is helping those transition out of homelessness.
Let's see, I think 31 units. To help people that are transitioning out of homelessness. It's not a shelter, it's not transitional housing, it's permanent supportive housing. Some of the units are. There's 15 of them that the county is providing funding through the Mental Health Services Act for people with serious mental illness. And so these are people who will now have a place to actually live.
Lovelace went on to say that because those who are transitioning out of homelessness are in one location, providing assistance can be done more efficiently.
Because they'll be in a set location, we'll be able to provide services to them and provide well checks and, you know, counseling and just be able to be on site to help these folks so that they can do better. Then there's also 4 units that are for people who've been dealing with chronic homelessness who also need, you know, assistance in that way.
Construction of the Arcata Bay Crossing project began in January, and in total, the project cost $5.7 million. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.